It's not on yet.
I'm pretty sure it's on.
Wait, we have to wait that obligatory time period before it starts.
How long is the obligatory time period?
It's like 7 minutes.
It's not. You're full of it. You're wrong.
What does me being full of it have to do with us waiting?
There was nothing about an obligatory thing. What's an obligatory? I don't know, but it wasn't in our contract.
Yeah. But it's in this conversation.
Yeah, read the instruction manual. It's on.
Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to
Sleepless
in
Cialis.
Yes. Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
You think there's anybody in there?
There's nobody in the phone, Warren.
There could be.
There's not.
If you're in there, raise your hand.
Oh, I think I see Joe Biden.
He just raises his hand for any reason, though. I don't think it matters.
Oh, it's what y'all want? I'm raising my hand.
Botox.
What about Botox?
Well, I'm thinking it's time.
It is time.
Yeah, it's like way overdue. I'm starting to look like a Sharpay. Yeah, German-Filipino looks gorgeous, but I look like a Sharpay.
You don't look like a Sharpay.
Huh?
You don't look like a Sharpay.
I'm starting to. Have you ever looked at Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a Botox candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by the gallon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But still a good-looking man.
Well, he's got that rugged, you know.
So
that,
do you.
No.
Yes.
I don't like that. I want to look like I'm 54.
You do, but you're soon to be 55.
Oh, you're 2 years older than I am now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Week and a half.
I like that. That's pretty
do
cool.
Do you? That make you feel good, fucker?
Yeah. I do, and I also want to brag about your pecan pie today.
I just heard a... I'm gonna brag about your pee, and I'm like, shit.
No, we're not talking about your pee at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring that up later in the episode.
Penis.
Your what?
I thought you were gonna say my penis. I'm like, why are you gonna brag about my penis?
Well, no, we can't do that.
Well, I didn't think so. That's why I got confused.
Where is your mind at?
My penis.
Your mind is in the gutter.
No, it's just on my penis.
Let's talk pecan pie.
Okay, let's.
Yeah. Because I was really impressed, and you made the crust under your mother's direction.
Yeah, the whole thing was under my mother's direction because I don't bake.
Can we take a moment and pay homage to your mother and thank her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes.
Teach me how to bake. I know you're not listening to this.
Yeah.
I kind of pray to God you're not listening to this.
Has she ever listened to one of these?
I think she has. Yeah.
She might disown us if that was the case.
I don't think so. I think she'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't bake. I'm not a baker. But I don't like that I can't do something.
Right.
So I said, Mom, she's coming down. Little birthday celebration. I said, can you please teach me how to make a crust?
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, what kind of pie do you want to make? So she brought a recipe for pecan pie.
Nice.
And so she taught me how to make a crust.
Mm-hmm.
Which... calls for equipment I don't have because mine broke.
A Cuisinart.
Yes, it broke.
That's a standard American staple.
It is, but I don't have one anymore. I had one for 30 years and it broke.
Well, you need a new one.
Well, I know, but they're expensive.
Sell the Lincoln.
I don't want to sell the Lincoln.
Yes.
I'm so far under that fucking thing.
Okay, Cuisinart.
Okay.
You need one.
Yeah.
We need to raise money for Craig's Cuisinart.
No, I'm just thinking, you're two doors down. I don't need a Cuisinart.
Well, mine's like 30 years old.
Well, I'll come borrow yours until I break yours.
No.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Okay,
then you can buy a new one, and then I'll borrow that one.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'll work well. So it turned out, you know, pecan pie I like pecan pie, but it's usually so overly sweet. Sometimes I'll actually put sour cream on top.
Ooh,
and
never thought about that.
It cuts the sweetness. It's pretty good.
The acidity, yeah.
And so we made this recipe and it was just nicely sweet. It wasn't over the top, oh my God, I need to run to the dentist sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I've had pecan pie that has so much corn syrup in it, your glycemic index is like on the moon by the time you get done eating it.
Well, I'm pretty sure this isn't like fantastic for your glycemic
index. No. I don't think it was bad, but I just ate a piece and I thought it was absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you could still taste the pecans. A lot of times with pecan pie, it's so sweet, you can't taste anything but the sweetness.
Yeah, you're overwhelmed like that with that gelatinous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. Uh-huh. But the crust, I thought, was particularly good.
Thank you.
Because a lot of times people over-mix the crust.
Yeah.
And it becomes bread-like.
Yes.
And This was nice and flaky.
Yeah, we tried very hard not to handle it too much.
This Topo Chico is making me burp.
I love Topo Chico.
It's delicious. But
unfortunately, it has sodium. And the other thing is I can't take it in the car with me.
Why?
Because you open it with a bottle cap.
That's what your teeth are for.
And it's open. Ooh. No, but I can't, like if I'm going in somewhere, I can't just close the lid and go in and then come back and drink my drink. And I drive kind of crazy sometimes. And so I'm worried it's going to spill all over everything.
Well, you got to get the plastic bottles.
Of Topo Chico, and they have a lid? Topo
Chico screw tops, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have that at Restaurant Depot.
No, because I'm so impulsive. At the place I work, I buy both because I really don't know what I'm buying.
Right.
So it's like a 50-50 chance if it's going to come in with a lid or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So Topo Chico compared to Perrier.
I still like Perrier.
Flavor-wise.
Flavor-wise, still.
Okay.
Yeah, Topo Chico's it's a close second.
Uh-huh.
It's Pellegrino, a little bit more of a distant third.
Right. Right.
But Topo Chico's very close.
I don't see much in Pellegrino other than, the marketing aspect of it. You know, because it's got the label.
And it's Italian. And people like Italian shit.
Right. So they think it's something special.
Yes.
Right? Where it's really not.
Americans kind of hate the French.
Yeah. So it feels good to drink their water.
Yeah. Instead of Perrier.
Well, every time I drink a Perrier, I'm thinking I'm taking a bottle away from a Frenchman.
Oh, you're actually putting money in a Frenchman's pocket.
Probably.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
That's my job.
It's probably made by Coca-Cola or somebody.
I had a really negative thought the other day.
What's that?
Yeah. About life. Because, you know, we work awfully hard.
Yes.
Right? Especially at our age.
Uh-huh.
And we work hard, and we generate a lot of money for other people.
Yes.
You know? And that sometimes irks me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, we have good jobs because of that.
Right.
And then when we get paid, we distribute our money to other people.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Children, family members, all that kind of stuff.
And creditors.
Creditors, the government, mortgage, all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
So, basically, we're working to pay other people and make other people rich.
Oh, totally. Just so we can sustain ourselves and our families.
This is why you don't have a Cuisinart.
That's exactly why.
Right.
I can't afford a Cuisinart.
Because the guy that you work for is making huge money.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why.
We need to practice the law of attraction.
The guy I'm working for has earned making large money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's created a corporation.
I don't want to take that away from him.
No, he's created a successful corporation, and he's done what he's supposed to.
Yes.
But that's the way society is in a lot of cases.
Yes. I mean,
not just your job, but all jobs.
All jobs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Speaking of that. And sometimes you get a little frustrated because... You know, you have a wonderful payday.
Right.
Then you just turn around and it's like, whoa, where did it all go?
Yeah.
Yeah. You save in the 401k. This way, when you retire, you have, you can continue living somewhat of a lifestyle.
Or you can continue paying other people, but not having to work to pay other people.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the frustrating part.
Yeah.
Except for the government. Joe Biden.
What I don't like is you save and you prepare for retirement all these years.
Uh-huh.
And then people retire. And then they quit living.
Yes.
So it's, well, why did I save all this time? And why didn't I spend some of this money when I was able to enjoy it?
Yes.
But you worry that you're going to
run out
live
of money
for a long time.
Right.
And you're going to be eating cat food.
Yeah. And I've been struggling with that issue because I might have mentioned on a previous episode, my parents are older now. And my mother's, she's slipping.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit. And, they worked hard all their lives, and they did well, and, amassed a little bit of money.
Right.
And now what are they going to do with it?
Right.
So once you get to a certain stage in your life where your faculties really aren't there, does it matter how much money you have in the bank?
I don't, it doesn't seem to, because I watch my mom, and she has a pretty healthy savings account and all these funds everywhere.
Right, right.
But she doesn't really do anything. She doesn't want to do anything. She's good with her life of, she gets up, she takes a 3-mile walk every morning. Uh-huh.
She's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She looks fantastic. But the scary thing, though, is, okay, so your mother, early 70s, right?
Uh-huh.
She's done well. She's created a nice lifestyle for herself. And, I think this is going to happen to us, too.
Sure it is.
It happened to my mother. Mm-hmm. But we're going to become so concerned about our longevity.
Yes.
Right? And then we reach a certain point where our faculties aren't there anymore. We're not 100%.
Right.
So does it matter if we're buying our shoes at Walmart or at Nordstrom's? You know, does it matter?
If we hurt when we walk anyway?
Yeah, what does it matter?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
And I picture us sitting probably with this huge recording apparatus in front of us.
Uh-huh.
We'll be sitting at some deli.
Right.
And first we'll be talking about our ailments.
Yes.
And then we'll be bitching about something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to try to figure out, well, just how much of a tip do they really, how much do they deserve?
Yeah. What did they really do for us?
Do we really need to do this whole 8%?
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah. Seven, yeah. You know, are we going to be those guys and just like cranky and bitchy and...
Yeah. Oh, we are.
We already are. Are we going to be then?
And I was thinking too, and my mother's got this, a nice home, and the front is golf course, and the back is golf course, and all this kind of stuff. Does it matter anymore?
No.
When you can't remember what
does
you did.
Care?
Does it matter what you did when you can't remember what you did 15 minutes ago?
Right. And when do you think the last time she was in her pool?
Oh, yeah.
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long time.
Uh-huh.
So what's the point?
I don't know. And I, see, now this is a funny thing. I watch like our videos on the Tickety Talk.
Yes.
And I watch the way I pretend to be with your son.
Yes.
And it's like, but is this a precursor to what I'm really going to be like?
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Who knows?
Am I really going to be that cranky old man who I'm pretending to be on the Tickety Talk Talk Talk?
No, I don't think you will. I think you have too much love inside of you.
Because I really do enjoy life.
Yeah.
99.9% of the time, I enjoy myself.
But the thing is with Silas and the Tickety Talk videos, I can see you becoming that way with Silas when you're older. But there's a lot of love.
Do you think he's still going to like fuck with my hair and stuff?
Oh, big time.
When he's like 40,
oh, yeah,
he'll be 80.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be fucking pushing you up and down the street and leaving you all over the place, man.
Yeah, I think he's going to love to push my wheelchair, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. You're going to go in the bathroom just and change the Depends, and the Depends are going to be gone.
He's going to go, you ready, Craig? You ready? Wee! And then I'm just going to be like free falling in my wheelchair.
You son of a bitch!
Yes.
Yeah.
Silas.
Speaking of penises.
Yes.
I need to use mine.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, you mean to relieve yourself?
To relieve myself,
in a urination sort of fashion.
Correct. Okay. Yes, I'm going to urinate. And I'll be back in just a moment.
I'm not going to wait for you. You go ahead. I'm just going to keep talking.
No. Yeah, bye. It's going.
Yep.
There's
I agree.
There's
I'm
no obligatory.
You. I'm agree. Obligatory.
Look. Yes.
What the fuck is an obligatory?
Spell it.
O B L.
Uh huh.
I G A T O R Y.
Obligatory. Yes, that's correct.
Obligatory.
There's no blig. Blig. No, that's blink. You're talking about blink, like blink, blink. Yeah. You going out tonight with your blink? Welcome back to Sleepless in Seattle.
Welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Do you think we need to do
Are you still here?
Raise your hand.
Let's wait.
Yeah. Raise your hand.
I don't hear anybody.
No?
No.
Did you ever get into Pink Floyd? Like from the psychological?
I don't care. It's Pink Floyd is anti-me.
Right.
It doesn't line up with my way of thinking and my way of feeling.
I don't think anybody thinks the way Pink Floyd.
Oh, I think lots of people do.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Is that why there's so much Prozac in our society?
I think so.
Yeah, two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
I think it is. Pink Floyd, to me, it's dark.
Very dark.
It's dark, and it's... did you see The Wall, the movie?
Maybe.
Holy shit. Depressed the shit out of
me. I might have been under the influence.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Even worse. That would depress you even worse.
Well, the alcohol is a natural depressant. Then you throw Pink Floyd in there, and the next thing you know, you're almost suicidal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard something about COVID lately.
Okay.
That there's a study that's come out that people who had COVID have a much greater tendency for suicide.
No!
Yeah, they're having lots of suicidal thoughts.
Really?
And it's like the majority of people who have had COVID, when you can get them to talk about it, they're saying they occasionally have suicidal thoughts. Isn't that awful?
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
Now that's awkward.
Yes.
Because there's always been this, all these theories, you know, saying that, hey, you know, the government introduced COVID because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now we're like, hey, people are going to start offing themselves. It wouldn't be the government doing it because it would be the people doing it.
I heard a weird conspiracy theory.
Okay, tell me.
So a lady I know knows people in Mexican politics.
Okay.
And they talked to her. They were talking, and they were talking about the school shooting in Texas.
Correct.
And they were saying, look at all the things that went on.
Uh-huh.
Notice that there was a Republican primary the day after.
Uh-huh.
And then look at doors were left open. When a guy showed up who was like off-duty border patrol.
Went in and finished the job.
Finished the job when there were 19 police sitting outside.
That was awkward.
And then you have the primary the next day.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
Right.
And it's in a lot of gun control things were part of that election or that vote. And it's just...
Yeah. I don't know.
But they were saying that it's so obvious and they could see it from the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who knows? I don't know.
Well, it does make a lot of sense because of those 19 officers, you know, waiting outside for what, like an hour, hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, something like that for the guy to, you know, finish. It's like they're, hey, wait, guys.
Yeah. Some guy doesn't even finish his haircut, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Poor guy. And grabs the barber's shotgun.
Right.
And goes to the school and finishes this thing off.
Yeah, so
gets his kid and his wife out of there. She was a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And he gets them to safety.
Right.
And so, but all these cops are standing outside.
Do you think that screwed the conspiracy?
No. Well, him coming?
Yeah.
No, because it still happened. He killed 17 people, however many it was.
Right.
And so I think their purpose, that was the purpose. It was successful.
Because if you think about it, right? Like the Taliban and all these other people, they all have suicide bombers, right?
Yes.
Or that ISIS, you know, they all have suicide bombers.
Or ISIS for that matter.
ISIS, yeah. Yes. Is it ISIS or ISIS? ISIS. What's it stand for?
ISIS. I don't know.
I don't know either. But, you know, you think about it and they have all these. Why can't we have those people too?
Well, ex-COVID patients.
Maybe the guy had COVID and he was like suicidal.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a scary thought. And there was another one, in Pennsylvania, another one in Tennessee.
Yes.
There was even one in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't make the headlines because only one person died. Eight others were shot.
Jesus.
You know? So
it seems, you know, are these people who are seeing it on the news and they want to be popular too and be seen?
Yeah.
Or are these things planned?
I don't know. Are they premeditated?
Gun control thing for...
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I don't know.
It's a crazy thought.
But it makes you ponder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's making me feel like being a recluse.
Have you ever had... So I don't fix anything. This is very directly related.
Okay.
I don't fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
I fix stuff at work. I help people with my job. But like if something breaks in my house...
Right.
I pick up a phone and I write a check. That's how
I
fix shit.
You outsource.
Yes. So, but I'm realizing the things in my garage.
You should have had your Cuisinart fixed.
It couldn't be fixed. I looked it up.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's so old that the little plastic part that broke, you have to buy the whole lid thing. Not the lid, but the bowl. And to get the bowl, it's almost as much as buying a new Cuisinart.
Yeah, you're just supposed to use a toothpick.
No, this whole plastic thing broke off of it.
Okay, wait. You're going way off on a tangent here.
So, I'm going off on a tangent. So, I'm in the garage and I'm seeing these things. And I have a snake.
Uh-huh.
In the garage.
So do I.
It's a worm.
Okay.
So, I'm in the garage and I see this thing. It's a snake to, like, clean a plumbing line.
Right.
And I got it once because I'm... Like, I'm not going to pay the plumber $200 to come and do this.
Right.
So I tried it, and then I called the plumber.
Right.
Paid him $200. But I still have it. And it's like, but I'm never in my lifetime ever going to use this thing again.
So why are our houses filled with stories shit. Of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of things. Shoes that I have that, like, I've worn and, like when I had my back problems.
Uh-huh.
My shoes wore in all these weird fucking
right.
ways.
Right.
But I still have them.
And for what?
I don't know. And they're like sneakers. So it's not like I can't go get them resold. I can't right. fix them.
They're done.
But I still have them.
Is it because you feel guilty getting rid of it?
I don't know.
So I was with Doubletree Hotels years uh-huh. ago. Years ago. Mm-hmm. And they were doing some renovation. And I got all the copper chafing dishes from this place. Beautiful nice. Set of chafing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had them now for close to 20 years.
I don't know what a chafing dish is.
It's what they hold food on buffets.
And that's when you chafe?
That's chafing. Chafing.
So, but you called it a chafing dish.
No, it would be a chafing dish if that was okay. the case.
Okay, so chafing is like when you're huge
uh-huh.
and like the inside of your thighs rub.
Oh!
And you get chafed.
Right.
So is that the same? So you're like rubbing the inside of your thighs on these dishes and then putting them on a buffet line?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, then what are they? How do you chafe?
How do you chafe? You chafe when it gets hot outside and you're not able to keep yourself clean and do proper personal maintenance.
So a chafing dish.
Uh-huh.
What are you chafing? Okay. How are you going to chafe?
Okay, they're not chafe. It's chafe. Okay?
Oh, so
it's a different enunciation.
So wait. What is chafe? So
wait.
What does it mean for one to chafe?
Uh-huh.
It would be a lovely day to chafe today.
Okay, there is no applicable use for the term chafing dish in reference to
personal. Oh, now you combined them. Chafing dish.
Yes. Yes. But the chafing dishes, I've had them for close to 20 years and I've never taken them off the shelf.
Well, that's right. because you don't know what to do with them because they don't have a definition.
I don't know what they are. So where am I going to put them?
I don't know, but you keep them.
Just around for keepsake because I would feel guilty throwing them away.
Right. What if someday you did understand what it was to shave?
I had a Viking range installed in my house, right?
Yes. And they had to beautiful.
They had to redo the cabinetry.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I have saved one of the shelves from the previous cabinetry. That has no practical use for anything, but I feel bad throwing it away.
Maybe you'll need it someday when one of your other shelves go out.
No, it's cut awkwardly in like a corner shape.
Maybe you'll need a chafing dish rack
right.
in your cupboard that's corner shaped.
That I want to get a trash bag and throw chafing. All this shit away.
Let's do it right now.
You know what? Maybe we should do 50-50 on a dumpster.
I will need 100 plastic bags.
No.
Big garbage bags to get rid of all the shit I have.
Let's get a dumpster.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're at that age where we can start downsizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
German Filipino's been downsizing and cleaning. And
but
organizing.
We're married.
We're not married.
We're married. Well, not to each other, but
no.
we're married men. So how do we go about this task?
Well, I don't know.
Without getting in trouble.
German Filipino would have to decide what to keep and what not to keep. Yo.
Well, her personality, I'm guessing she would have no issue with getting rid of things.
No, no.
See, and then I would have a massive room
right.
full of things that somebody else might want.
Right.
So it would move from the garage and from drawers and things to being sitting probably in my living room waiting for somebody to come and get them.
Right.
And right. I don't want that either.
No, no.
I just want them to go away from me. Do we make a massive pickup for Goodwill?
Give them to your neighbor.
Or Salvation Army.
Give them to Caesar.
And I just chuck it over the fence?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be all happy with that kind of shit.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can sell them?
Hey, we have to go now.
No.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about what we were going to talk about this time.
We did talk about what we talked about because
we
were
going to talk about
chafing dishes and Cuisinarts.
Tell me how you chafe.
How I shave?
Chafe.
You can't chafe and shave. You sound like a Mexican trying to say shave.
No, I just don't understand the chafing dish.
How would a Mexican say shave?
Chafe.
Okay. If a Mexican was trying to describe mm-hmm. the verb of shaving, which would be shaving, mm-hmm. right? How would they say it? Chafing.
True.
Yeah. So that's the same thing. I end my argument.
Oh, so this is a Spanish word.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, chafing dishes,
uh-huh.
chafing,
right,
is a Mexican, copper Mexican dish
Correct.
Okay, so.
That's used to remove facial hair.
Oh, fuck. I want to know what this is, Warren, and why it's called this.
It has nothing to do with chafing.
I think it has to do with chafing and MSG.
Are you Mexican?
No, well, kind of.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah, you are married. Yeah, very much so.
To a Mexican.
Okay, yeah. Wait, we got to wrap this up.
Okay.
No, help me.
Help you what?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Big I'll hands at it. Sleepless in Seattle.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Maroon 5, best group ever.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
So between them and Coldplay.
Yeah, huh?
They're having a contest for the single most Caucasian band in the world.
Oh, easily.
Who is more white bread?
Oh, definitely.
Coldplay's pretty white bread.
Yeah, but Maroon 5, their music and the actual people themselves are a grilled cheese sandwich to the T.
Yeah, they're kind of Minnesota white.
Yeah, Minnesota white. Yeah. I would say American cheese on white bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how would you define Coldplay in food?
Sing one of their songs for me.
I don't remember. I avoid them.
Yeah, like I couldn't describe them in food.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't
care
for them either.
They're huge in Mexico.
Coldplay?
Yes, isn't that strange?
That makes no sense.
No, I don't understand it. Huge.
Huh, that's weird.
But this lead singer speaks Spanish, so that might have something to do with
it. That has a lot to do with it. All right, this has been a good episode.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What did we talk about?
I don't know. Same thing we always talk about.
Nothing?
We just entertain ourselves.
Well, we did that.
Isn't that the point of this whole thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And we're both tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's the big loads of cash we're raking in.
Hey.
We must be entertaining ourselves.
Hey. We did 120 in one year.
Yeah, we
did. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, everybody. Sleepless in Seattle.
Thank y'all for being here.
Big hands at sleeplessinseattle.com. Bye.